This is Matt Rice with today's Marketline report for Friday. Corn limit up once again as grains collectively surge across the board. Let's go to Scott Shelley with the CME Group to hear more.
Whether or not you want to call it a blow-off top or not, it doesn't matter. These things have just been real strong, and there's been a few reasons why. Let's start outside the country. I think the investment community has been watching corn in Brazil. It's their second crop, but it's got a continued dry pattern that's going on with it right now. The balance sheet's falling in numbers, so that's going to have people worried about supply.
Chicago soft red winter wheat prices for July closed the day up 35.5 to finish at 7.10 1/4. July corn was up 25.5 to close at 6.31 1/2. Kansas City hard red winter wheat prices for July were up 37 to settle at 6.74 3/4. Portland prices for ordinary club wheat were unchanged, ranging from 6.70 to 7.05. Soft white wheat of ordinary protein for June was unchanged to settle at 6.70. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for June were up 37, ranging from 7.89 3/4 to 7.94 3/4. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for June were up 29.5, ranging from 8.24 3/4 to 8.34 3/4. Live cattle for June were down $1.40, closing at 115.85. August feeder cattle were down $3.55 to finish the day at 148.37.5. May class 3 milk was down 48 cents to settle at 18.68. Thanks for listening to the Marketline Report. This is Matt Rice with the Ag Information Network.